Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, November 5th. It is going to be unseasonably warm for at least the next few days, so it's a good idea to get those fall chores done. As such, here is day one of your fall chores checklist, starting with those heating systems. The early cold snap, I'm sure, reintroduced a lot of you to your home heating. In case you haven't, get them checked out now. For some of you, that equipment has reached the point of needing maintenance to operate again, and nothing is going to change it. So, it's your choice. Do you want to be really bummed out, or really bummed out and cold? Help out that heating system by caulking gaps in windows and around foundations. Also, any spots caused by critters. Consider covering sensitive pipes with insulation. That concludes day one of the list, and there will definitely be more to come. For a complete list, the other nerds have told me there is a Better Weather Twitter account under the name Better_Columbia. Go there, go get some more information, plus everything that I say every day gets written out. Alright, today, November 5th, it is going to be about as nice as it gets in November. Starting off in the mid-40s this morning, temperatures reach 63 by 1 p.m. A breeze will show up in the afternoon, so grab a jacket. Clouds will be low, so grab those sunglasses as well. Overnight, cloud cover builds up and keeps things from cooling too much. A low of 50 happens at dawn tomorrow. Then, similar conditions. Sunny again with a high of 67 at 4 p.m. The trend of moderate nights in the 40s and days in the 60s continues through the weekend. The next high tides will be at 5:30 a.m. and at 5:07 p.m. The next low tides will be at 11:23 a.m. and then again tomorrow at 12:33 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:23 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:33 a.m. Looking way up, we see giant sunspot AR2781 is crackling with solar flares. The strongest so far, a C7 class explosion occurred early this morning. X-rays and UV radiation from the flare ionized the top of Earth's atmosphere, causing a brief, low-frequency radio blackout over the Pacific Ocean and Australia. Solar wind speed is currently 290.6 kilometers per second at 4.9 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 1, quiet. The current sunspot number is 18. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. For more nerd stuff, tune in tonight at 7 p.m. for the Thingularity Radio program from the Catskill Makers Syndicate.